Sí. ¿Qué tal? And our great footballer, but you know, when we're playing football, we're hair nets.
To wear hair
Yeah.
nets. Oh, they were very proud of their coiffures then.
But you know, we talk about Italian. You ever seen anything like that?
No. Prisoner of war camp. Sixpence. Is this
Well,
what?
that was the
It's got stamps on the back.
they were paid in that, which was good for buying wins or cups of tea in the cafe, but it was useless if they were out there.
Oh, I suppose, yes, if they
Yeah.
got out or anything. Right, so what is this? Is this.
Well, that's just our camp money.
And they could
The,
stamp and they spent.
well, I don't know.
Yeah? No, I've never seen
No.
anything like that at all. Never seen it. Good heavens, what stuff you must have.
Too much.
I've never seen anything like that before.
That was the currency of the Italians in the camp.
Yes. Because it must have been interesting when Italy surrendered and all that kind of thing, and the prisoners of war are still there. Wonder if that's why they were moved.
I remember when Jack was taken by. Yeah.
Wouldn't have been moved then because they were still working on the barrier, I suppose.
Aye.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this job would teach Italian ABC. He's a teacher, but I was a schoolmate at the time. I just left. But took an illustrated book and different the words English and Italian. He worked at. The only one in mind was apparently is a daughtery.
All right.
But I heard this, I started things. Anything like that.
These are flints, are they? What?
Well, why I took them in is to make some remark on the Neolithic ring of worker and so on like that, was all that. But Anne Brindle, when she was, there was one summer that there was a lot of digging in Orkney and lots of experts in Orkney, and she had the right idea, which she organised it, like an antiques roadshow. Bring this funny stone you found in the garden in to attack on his house on this particular evening and get the experts to see if it is. So I had a fair box of flints. I didn't find them. My father collected them, I suppose. And I thought they were just inconsequential chips.
They're
But
quite
the
beautiful,
experts
aren't they?
said that that is Mesolithic flints. In other words, the ones before the Neolithic
Yeah.
wandered this way.
They're quite beautifully made, aren't
Well, that's what
they?
I mean. They didn't have a vase or anything like that to hold it, but to make a thing like that
Yeah.
took considerable skill.
It's quite strange to be holding them and you
I
know.
thought the first Mesolithic finds was ever at mine. How the one that was definitely dated, because it was that hazelnut that the carbon
Ah,
dated.
yes,
Oh yeah.
you're great in that, but this was just
That's a
old
great
flints picked up in the fields.
imagine. Yes, must have had a very good eye to
Yes.
spot them too. You know,
Aye.
I think it was maybe Colin Richards she got to. I'm going to do field walking with them. Is it?
What's that?
Was it Colin Richards that
Oh, well,
she
that's
got to, and
fitting
that
in
was
by
like
the
a.
Barnes Village.
Yeah, but I thought it was him that did field walking at on Abbey House, was it?
No,
Ah.
but when that is the field walk and that is found nothing but a bit of pottery the size of my thumbnail, which was nothing. No, the Viking rings that were found in Stennis were found across the road from a field that I had. And I thought, a wondrous field, and I thought that there might be something in my field too. So, what's the, well, I forget names, but wife that dug it how, then,
Beverly?
Beverly, that's
Beverly
it.
Ballinsmith.
We walked the field and found nothing, but anyway, that's by the way.
Been tidier. So that's the ring that's in the National Museum now.
Better, yes.
In the main entrance hall there, where they've got the
Oh,
Palazzi figure. There's a ring
yes.
in there. It was fanned. Near were fanned, but not on it.
All right. Yeah, I've seen that right enough. Piece of pottery, isn't it?
Yeah. No,
No.
bone splinters for a while then, which is a dream too.
We seem to have leapt forward several thousand years. bomb splinters.
Aye, that's for the aerial. So,
well, you
found them about.
Of course, yes.
When a dog with bombs and splinters, you don't think the thing got flying about.